Good afternoon, Tri-State, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. Good morning on the West Coast. Good day to all in between. Hope high tea is lovely in the UK. And good evening to my EU listeners. You are now rocking with the best, the political pro. If you don't know now, you know this is the Big Mike Show. I am the Big Mike, as always. Special shout out to 216 The Land and 313 in the D. Let's go. So I'm going to give you guys a break. Just one day. Just one day. No, I told you so's, none of that stuff, right? Although I do have a lot to talk about, so I'll be back tomorrow for you. But today I have a very special guest talking about a very special project. And this man, I've had the privilege of working with him in the past. Anderson Fernandez, he's a bad, bad man in the production world. He's got a new film out called Survival in Space. And we're gonna get into that and some of the background behind the evolution of it, the creation, and then the subsequent evolution. And just really dropping some knowledge. So once again, you guys sit back, relax, and enjoy your respite, as I will call it. And once again, I'd like to introduce one of the greatest producers and filmmakers that I've had the privilege and pleasure to work with, Mr. Anderson Fernandez. Sir, how are you doing?
I am doing great, man. We got 2 days back to back, no snow in Michigan. So I am happy because I don't do no snow work. No, but the yard work comes.
Well, there you go. There you go. I'm not doing either one of them. I subscribe to what a very wise elder in my family said. He said, God put it down here, he'll take it back. I wait for the snow to melt. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm
Yeah.
that guy. So listen, my friend, like I said, you have a new film coming out, Survival in Space. So let's get into that to start. Just what's it about?
So it's about a young man and young woman on the run from their oppressors. And I have starring Jayla Mosley as Sahara and Ryan Drake Wilson as Jacob, and they're a married couple. And they are running, and then they end up in a mystical cave. And in that cave, they are transported to a world that's in civil war. And the plot changes when they end up there because they are the pawn between two warring families. And they hold and lock the key to ending the war. Wants the truth come out about Sahara's lineage. So it's a sci-fi. It has fast moments, emotional moments, and it's a family movie because it's produced in such a way to where the if you have deaf or blind family members like I do, they can come to the movie with you because it will feature the accessibility components which allow the ASL sign language video to be played and captions to be played, and then also an audio description.
Okay, and see, yeah, it's you steal my thunder, but that's okay because I want to get into that. I want to get back into some background, just kind of working backwards. But I really wanted to share, just an overview of the movie. But let's get back to you because, like I said, I've had the pleasure of working with you in the past, and I know what you do. I know what you do. And for Survival in Space, you have acted in just about every capacity possible. Director, writer, executive producer, visual effects supervisor. What in the world were you thinking about, brother? What were you thinking about? Did you bump your head and you just decide you go wake up? You went from Clark Kent to Superman. What are you doing over there? Why so many roles in the for one project? Clearly, it's important to you.
Right. So I was blessed to run into some great people along the way that could be mentors to me. And so those mentors encouraged me to learn, 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 and learn. And then our Heavenly Father blessed me to be able to read and to see things beyond what they were, to get to the nitty-gritty of things, especially when it came to the behind the scenes of a movie, which is the paperwork. So I learned about the paperwork so that the movie could be protected, but also move in a way to where I wasn't handcuffed. So, like you said, I did do the writing and I did do the directing. And with both of those, I was able to tap into our history of histories to an old story that maybe nobody knows and bring that to light. And then I could do it in a way to where I could try my best to make it again palatable to the whole entire family to where they can enjoy it and not be able to look at one another and say, I couldn't enjoy this because of being blind or deaf.
Wow. Now, and see, that's very unique. And like I said, we're going to talk about that because that's really what separates this film, not only because of the content and the quality and the basic components of a film, but there's a couple special things about this film that I want to get into. But
Okay.
before we do that, you mentioned the paperwork. I want to talk about the paper. I want to talk about the paper. You personally financed this $150,000 production budget, right?
Yes, indeed, man. Second
What
job.
made you take that leap? I mean, clearly that's that. I mean, you've already kind of expounded on, the importance and how personal it gets in some regards with regard to accessibility and things like that. And that's a beautiful thing, by the way. I just want to say that. But aside from that, that's a big risk, and clearly you have a lot of faith in your own product, which I think anyone, any producer, any artist should. But $150,000, you personally financed that. Tell me about that.
So it wasn't like I had 150,000 saved up. I had to do this in increments, meaning like first pay for, well, I didn't get paid, so I couldn't pay myself for writing it. But besides that, so I had
Right,
to pay the
there you
actors,
go.
I had to pay the actors, I had to pay the cameraman and the green screen room because facility, brother. So that was the first payment. So that was a chunk of that. And then you got the things of where you have the editing software. That's not cheap. So you have that. And then you have advertisement that comes along with that. Billboards, TV, a little radio advertisement. And then you got the things to where I've added on even more expensive when it came to the accessibility piece, because I had to pay for the people to do the caption. I had to pay for the people to do the audio description, and I had to pay for the people to do the ASL sign language. And then I also went a step further to add in the Atmos, Dolby Atmos, because that gave me a chance to expand the sound to utilize every speaker in the movie theater, no matter if it had 10 or 100. And in that, I created, matter of fact, I even got in trouble. I was going back and forth. You don't know, I'm just going to share this because it just crossed my mind. So I'm in there with my son, who was helping me out because he has a special ear because he does music. So, and then I had the engineer, cool guy. He was in marketing and did videos and stuff. And did a, he got his own editing studio. So it's his studio. Okay. But I'm in there. So, and again, as you said, I was the one in control. So I was like, wait, I want this to go over the head of the people and be on the side, come in and out like this. And he said, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can do it, but it won't be on our tracks. So 5.1 won't hear all the stuff that I was just mentioning, the extra stuff, but it
Right.
has to be 7.1 or higher. And he said, "Man, you don't do mixes like that." I said, "Well, we're gonna do this one like that because, again, I wanted to get the pop so that if you can, if you can't hear the music, hear the stuff going on, you can feel it.
Right.
And then you can, if you can hear, you will hear it in such a way to where it feels like you're in the movie. So, a part of each scene. So, again, from that right there, and then it was a point to where I got signed by Adler. So now it was picked up to be produced by a distributor, so then I can move through the different channels much easier to getting it into the theaters.
Nice. I wanna read one of the first reviews out.
Okay.
Survival in Space makes history as the first feature film, as the first ever feature film, DCP, to integrate multiple accessibility elements. New York, New York, April 17th through the 23rd, 2026. Audiences will have the chance to witness a groundbreaking moment in cinema as Survival in Space, fresh from Academy Awards consideration, becomes the first worldwide feature film, DCP, to simultaneously integrate American Sign Language, that's the ASL you were referring to, English open and closed captions, and English audio description, powered by Dolby's accessibility system, an innovation officially which will be recognized by Guinness World Records. Guinness World Records. How does that feel? Tell me about that. Tell us about that.
I'm still trying to conceptualize that, man.
Yeah.
Because when I started, man,
Because
and
if you put me in Guinness for anything, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good. I'm just saying.
don't know. You got some talents, man. You got a book out. So, I started off just saying I wanted to be into the, theater, the drive-in theater there in Flint, Michigan. And
Okay.
so I tried my best to get in there. And I was frustrated because I was bumping my head because people didn't want to hear my vision. But that's okay because that's just a part of the business. But that's where I was stuck. And then I met my main advisor, Billy Wilson, and he talked some sense into me. He said, "Well, you got to just stop there. You can go more." And
Right.
then this is the more, but we weren't talking about this then. We were just talking about getting in theaters. And then so I've done, got it into the theaters. Again, we did an Academy Award run. We did a Spirit Award run. We even did a Directors Guild of America's run, and then the Visual Effects Society Awards for a run as well. And so this is going to be our historic Guinness Book run in New York.
Nice. So I know you mentioned, this is going to be worldwide distribution, right? Through
Yeah.
Adler and Associates Entertainment. How did you feel when that deal was finally sealed, when it all came together?
Man, I give you a background. Okay, because remember I said I could read contracts, right? So I
Right.
made sure I did.
Oh, you better. 150,000 now. That's a
So
And I keep
I'm
asking you
reading.
for 10. I don't know. It's just $10. $10.
So in order for me to be able to give you the 10, I had to make sure the contract pay me on gross, not net.
Okay.
So that's a big difference because most contracts pay you on net, meaning they take out everything that they did.
Right, that's
And
standard. That's standard.
yeah, but I couldn't do standard. So we negotiated
Right.
and I got my way. So on gross. So that's very key because that meant that I would put up or shut up. So that's where the 150 million idea came from, because I had to show them how serious I was. Because I'm telling them, I don't want your money.
Right.
I want to do this my way. And they said, show me. The executive director there, CEO, everything. She impressed me because she said, if you do what you do as a creator, and I did a little extra, then we will do what we do and shop your film around the world. I said, deal.
Nice, nice. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break. And I want to come back. I want to pick up right where we left off. But we gotta pay the bills, so I'm gonna ask the best in the building, best in the business, fresh back from vacation, I might add, DJ Dougie Boy, to please keep it hot. And we'll be right back. This is the Big Mike Show. I am the Big Mike in studio with Anderson Fernandez. Get familiar. We'll be right back. we are back once again with the Big Bank Show with Mr. Anderson Fernandez in the building talking about survival in space. So, Anderson, when we left off, you were talking about, you know, your experience with Adler and Associates Entertainment and the distribution and how that came to pass. Now, I also heard word on the street is that you were also promoted to a sales agent. Within the,
oh,
with,
man.
With that company,
so I mean,
you what kind of angles you working? Because now I might need about $30. I don't know,
man. Okay, so I'm just gonna be transparent. I was not expecting that, man. I was not, because again, I'm doing the creating and the marketing and all this beautiful stuff that you do for a movie,
right?
And trying to convince more theaters to play it. So here I am. I get a call from Marie Adler. She's the CEO. And she said, Anderson, I want to talk to you about something. Now, I know you're a busy man, but I've got a proposition for you. And I want you to be a independent contractor for us, buying us, bringing us movies to where we can sign the director or creators of it to become a part of our family.
Wow.
And then my question, I said, why pick me? I was like, why? What is up with this right here? Because again, I'm not expecting that. She said, because of your professionalism, because whenever we ask you to do something, you do it, you produce it, our way as far as materials or whatever we need, and you're easy to work with, and you're honest. She said, in this business, it's hard to find honest people, and you're honest. So I went upstairs, I was like, to my wife, I was like, babe, guess what? She just looked at me like, what are you talking about, man? Because again, I didn't get into this to do this, but because of my work and my tenacity to do this and me putting the sacrifice in time, because again, that was time away from the wife, which,
right,
you know, went good some days and didn't go good some days, so, just to be honest with you. But she was always there with me by my side, you know, to knock down whatever door or to give me a look to say, you can't quit.
Yeah,
so
as I say,
keep
playing with the wife. She'll be producing her own film over there, and we'll name that film later. All right, keep playing.
Okay. We won't say that too loud because she might hear.
Oh yeah, man, that is outstanding. So now, in that role, are you going to be involved with other independent films or helping them to find distribution, almost like an A&R? I mean, explain, how does that work?
So that's okay. I'll tell you two things. Okay, so with Adler, I was at the American film market in LA, and so I was talking, I didn't let them know my power. I was just talking to different people to find out who they were and what type of talk they had. So if anybody there would have impressed me in their talk, meaning that they are truly business and not trying to say that they want somebody to open up their movie in 1,000 theaters, which is not conceivable at this level. So,
right,
because that's a $35 million investment. That's just for promotion. So,
right.
But I didn't find nobody that moved me there. And so I could have said to anyone here, I could have took them to Adler and I said, can you listen to this guy or this woman? And they would have signed them because I brought them. So that's that piece. But yeah, so with all my knowledge and the knowledge of my partners. And so we created a entity called Vivid, Roots International Film Collection. So there, I also had the ability to go to other distributors. And in that, you can go to our website and we'll get that later. But you can join, and then those who go through the different things that we have them to go through, hurdles, then we can take that film and we can guarantee to the whomever signs them that we will release this in four cities and have marketing behind them, which is
Wow.
huge.
Yeah,
So,
that's big. I mean, especially in this industry.
yes, indeed, yes, indeed, yes, indeed.
So one of the most talked about, and you broached this earlier, but I want to go back to that because
Okay.
this is really, really important and it's really special. But one of the most talked about aspects, and to me it's one of the most unique and important of survival in space is the accessibility features, which like I said, you alluded to earlier.
Right.
But why you mentioned family members, but were there any other motivations? But why was that so important to include elements like, ASL, American Sign Language captions and audio descriptions directly into the film? So, do you want to go ahead? Let's hear a little bit more about that.
Okay, Dan. So thanks, Mike. Okay, so with this right here, it's the aspect of finding those theaters that's willing to do this, because again, they're going to tweak their system, or you have to have a theater that's willing to buy this system. That's, even though it's a discount, it's not like cheap, like a couple of dollars. So with that, I'm asking the theaters to do a little bit more than what they are doing because of the ASL piece, because every theater, like I said, no theater in the United States can play this ASL video unless they have a DOS system, and then unless they had a DOS system with the technological tweaks that Beth of Dolby, Beth Fig of Dolby, told me that they had to do for the system to work.
Okay, and speaking of some of these technical things, because one of the things that I want to go back to, we talked about this off air, DCP. That's digital cinema package, right? You see how I'm out here styling, acting like I knew what that was, right? Yeah,
It's okay, man. I
like
had
I
to
said, now
learn. I had to learn. I had to
you
learn.
told me what it was offline, man. So, but no, I think that's important. I want to make sure everybody that's listening can keep up with what we're talking about. So, all right, yeah. So, how hard was it for you to put, I mean, to integrate or incorporate all of these things into a project like this?
To be honest, it was not extremely hard, but hard because, see, you have to find the people who do the audio description. You have to find the people, most definitely, who do the sign language video, because each thing has quality control with that DCP. It has to be done a certain way for it to be able to integrate with that DCP. So that was finding people who would do it. And then we had to get a price that we could do it for. So then it was a little negotiation in there too. And then it's understanding how they work might be a little bit different from how I work. So that meant that we had to have some extended emails back and forth and me capitulating to what they're saying versus what my creative direction wanted to go. So I learned that. So now I take that on to the next movie I do because I'll know how to do better. And that was the challenges with that. But once that was done, and once they passed the Q, the quality control, then we were off and running.
Well, here's the thing with me, and I think a lot of people are like this and just, don't want to talk about it at parties or whatever. But, I always marvel at people like you as far as the creative aspect, because the things that you're talking about that are involved, and I hear you saying, okay, well, you had to learn like what you needed, right? But
Right.
when you came up with this vision for all of, with all of these working parts that were going to be necessary, did you know when you came up with the concept conceptually, when you said, okay, I want to do a film that is, you know what I'm saying, friendly to those that are hearing impaired, visually challenged, et cetera, and I'll figure it out? Or did you have any inkling of all of these other things, all these other moving parts that you're going to have to figure out, and where to find these people, like you just said? How did you navigate that?
That's a great question,
It's what I
because
do.
I appreciate that. Because it was a thing of I had a Noah experience with our Heavenly Father. It's like, told Noah, it's gonna rain. Young man, you're gonna do this. And then after
Okay.
that, everything just started to come in because I trusted, because my heart was to do this. And so we get the desires of our heart, but sometimes those desires of our heart, we might not even know what direction to go, which I didn't, but I could do each part and build upon that.
Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. And I hope that, people out here that are looking to do, similar things in film, or whether it's music or whatever it is. I think that everyone should take something away from that, because that's a universal thing. So I want to ask you about this because we spoke to it before, but this is a big thing. So
Okay.
your film is currently under professional review by Guinness World Records, like I said, for a potential world record involving accessibility and Dolby technology. That in and of itself, does that mean much to you? Where do you rank that? That recognition is a big deal to me. Because, I grew up, I remember as a kid, I had the little, I remember going to a school book fair. And that was the first book I wanted, because I figured even back then I said I am going to get into this book. And as I became an adult, I realized, no, brother, you do not want to be in the book for anything that you have done in your lifetime. So, but I'm telling you, it's a big deal. So seriously, I mean, does that what does that mean to you? That recognition.
So, I cannot conceptualize what it will mean once I get it, because it's not easy to do this, because hold on, there's so many moving parts, man. And you don't know these things, but you just gotta push through them.
It's okay. It's okay, brother. You
Thanks.
have worked hard. We all feel your passion, and your dedication. So no, take your time. Take your
Okay,
time. You
thanks,
were
man.
good. You were
Thanks,
so
thanks,
good.
thanks, thanks, thanks. I appreciate that, man. I really do. So it's the negotiations with the theaters. And then you got to negotiate with the Guinness because they all have rules and how they want to work. So it's like I can't get the Guinness if I don't get the theaters. And I've got to have a theater that is willing to do the tweaks or either buy the DOS system. So it's a lot of work to convince people to that this is important, because the importance to me is that this is coming without I'm sorry.
No, don't be. Don't be. And listen, you know what? Let me explain something to the people that are listening. If you've ever embarked on a journey, especially one that's personal, and near and dear to you, and even if it's not that personal, if you do it right, and I used to tell people this all the time, right? In the business world, and in most things that I was in charge of, is, listen, I'm tired. You need to be tired, right? You need to be fatigued. You need to be exhausted. All of these emotions, if you really are doing things the right way, and you're putting forth, you're giving your best, you're giving your all because you're committed to it. This is where you are, brother. There's no shame in that. Just take your time.
I
Take your time.
appreciate
This is the Big
that,
Mike Show. And by the way, everybody, I am the Big Mike, in case you didn't know. So
Mike.
we got all day. We got all day as long as y'all wanna listen. I don't sit here and entertain y'all all day. And I gave you a break. You don't have to listen to my loud mouth ramble on all day. Brother Anderson, you take your time.
Okay, thanks again, Mike. So this is another piece to this. This didn't come through legal means, like the community of those who are deaf and the community of those that are blind had to fight to get into theaters, captions, and audio description. So this is not no fight as far as legal fight to where you have to do that. So I don't have that push. This is just coming from the theater owners and people saying, we care.
Wow.
Enough.
And see, there's also discussion, about using verified audience attendance to establish the benchmark for the record itself, right? So, I
Right.
mean, that's got to be exciting for the audience, themselves, to think that they could be part of making film history.
Yes, and that's the beauty part of it. And see, I have to convince those that's in the communities that I mentioned that this is real. Because again, in this country, this has never been done.
Yeah.
And so this is real. And it's gonna come because I'm gonna push as much as I can to convince them. Give a hug here, give a hug there.
Yes,
Like, come on,
indeed.
shake a
Yes,
hand here,
indeed.
shake a hand there,
That's right. That's right.
in order to make it happen. But it's still work to be done because then it's the thing of just convincing people to come because normally this doesn't come without litigation.
Right,
But
right.
I'm doing all the lifting in this one, not just by myself. I got a team, but we're doing the lifting in this one right here, so that they don't have to lift to get this to be recognized.
I cannot stress to you enough the importance of what you're saying. And, I feel your passion, like I said. And I think that this, as an aside, rather, a lot of people, a lot of creators, just people, period, with ambition, to get to where they want to be, to achieve the goals that they set for themselves. You truly are special, Anderson. You're a real inspiration because we can all see, hear, and feel your passion. And this is what it looks like, folks. This is what it looks like when you really give 100% of who you are, what you do, and your belief in what you're putting out in the world with purpose. So I just want to, send you flowers in that regard, because that should be an important takeaway for anyone with regard to any endeavor that they embark on, right?
I'm truly honored by your words, Mike.
Oh,
Truly honored.
and you much deserved, brother, much deserved. So that said, the film Survival in Space, once again, it's already been screened. It's already screened in Dallas, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Cleveland. These are some big markets. So, two-part question.
Okay.
What so thus far, how has the audience reacted to present? And then the second part is, you got the big boy coming out. You in tri-state. You in tri-state coming up in what,
Yeah, boy.
about 3 weeks now. So I'm asking what's most exciting through this whole process? I'm not asking to call anybody out. We don't want to get listeners ticked off about which city is this. We're not talking about that. But we all know, you know what I'm saying? We're the Coupe de Grassy, as my Ebonic French runs, right? We all know where that lies. That's coming up this month or next month in April. But seriously, what are you most excited about with that? And what's the reaction been like thus far?
So the reaction thus far was I did a screening of it in LA. And then so in the screening I have people there were from those communities, and I got positive reviews in the sense to where they said thanks for your efforts, and then make the next one even better.
Wow. Okay. I see.
And then where I'm at, I'm just nervous. Kind of like, no, I'm not kind of like, I'm nervous because I know that it takes all these pieces to just click
Right.
to do this, to make it possible. And then being able to have it click to where I can communicate. And I thank you for this opportunity, first of all.
Of course.
To get the word out. So to just let people be a part of this historic moment, because the historic moment isn't really the how can I say it, the award of getting the Guinness, because that's very high for being the first. But it's to be a part of what to open the valve so that other creators can see this and go in the same direction. So it's not just me creating the record, but others coming behind me to break the record of attendance.
There you go. But see, it's not just Guinness. It's not just Guinness, because this film, you've already been, this film has already been considered for major industry recognition. We're talking about the Academy Awards, Independent Spirit Awards, and others. I mean, so you have an independently financed film to reach this level, to reach this level of attention. I don't even understand how you're not just curled up in the fetal position somewhere, let alone just showing exhaustion right now. I mean, how does that feel? You, this is
Oh
big. This
man,
is
it's
like
like
Joe Biden said, off record. What was that during the Obama administration? This is a big effing deal.
it is, in the sense to where I had a see, I'm just doing what I know to do, right? So okay, so with that being said, I was talking to the assistant director, and I was, her name is Karen. And then so she was saying to me, like, dude, do you know what you're doing? I said, I'm just doing what I do. And then she said, no, actor that's a non-A-list actor don't get this opportunity to
Yeah.
be even considered for. So she was like, I'm so grateful to have worked with you. And I'm sure the rest of the actors are as well, because you didn't forget about us. You took us along the way to your journey of, I guess, greatness. I don't like that word,
Yeah,
greatness.
yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. You listen, you gotta take the laps when we can get them. You know that. You know that. There's nothing wrong with taking a lap. Because I tell you what, God help everybody if I get out of here and have an accomplishment like that, because I will be incorrigible. I promise you. And the audience knows that already. Already. So listen, I tell you what, I have Anderson Fernandez. Survival in Space. We're gonna come right back. We're gonna talk about it a little bit more and close out. But again, you guys sit tight, because he's dropping a lot of important information. And again, this is your respite. You don't have to listen to me rant. So this is the Big Mike Show. I'm the Big Mike. We'll be right back.
Big Mike Show.
And we are back. This is the Big Mike Show with Anderson Fernandez. So just picking up and wrapping this up, we've talked a lot about this film and clearly the effort that you put forth in the development of Scene. But now, it's game time now, right? Now this is where you get to see the fruits of your labor. You get to see everything that you've worked for. So let's back up for a second. What was the toughest part? Look, as you alluded to, I finished a book recently, and I know it was a long, arduous process, and it took everything out of me. I know you are a very spiritual man, and I appreciate and respect that, but I would say I cursed all through the creation of this book. Okay. I mean, I was up till three,
I get
four in
it,
the
man. I
morning,
get it.
and you look around and it's 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you realize I haven't eaten yet today. And it's a lot. So to finish this film, an actual film, I'm talking about a book, okay? And I'm not, this is not self-deprecating, but by comparison, it is a significant difference between completing a film and writing a book. So I know what it took out of me. How do you feel having completed this venture? And what are you looking forward to? This is two parts. Are you looking forward to doing it again? Because I know oftentimes, and I was actually asked that question, when I finished that book, it's like, well, how do you really feel right now? I said, I'm completely exhausted. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm pissed. I'm all of the above. And I'm ready to write another one. I'm ready to write another one. How do you feel?
So I'm joyed because I have opportunities like this to talk to you and your listeners. And the reason I'm joyed is because it gives me a boost to just go on. Because, as you said, yes, it is tiring. This has been an 8 year, yeah, about an 8 year process for me. So, yes, I'm tired, but it's like moments like this when I get a boost. Moments when I have people say, yes, I'll come aboard, because when the people from Adobe Distributor said, yes, we'll give a discount, that was huge. So those things like that. And so for me, it's two things that I want to do. I want to give back to those that are in the industry, creators, to give them a leg up that we don't too much get. And then also, I want to do this, the next movie called, dang, I want brain dead.
That's all right. That's all right. Well,
Oh, we
it'll come. Okay, I
resurgence
was
will be
gonna
the
say, make
next
a way
movie.
for it. Make a way for
Yeah,
it.
resurgence. And that's going to be a whole different process, because I've targeted some great people to help me with casting, to get A-list actors, and then a great line producer to help me facilitate and get all the people that I want to get to help make a blockbuster movie. Now, I'm going to raise $100 million to do this next one. So
Okay, we're
going
on a
through
whole
that
nother level now.
process.
Can I get 100? Can I just
Yeah,
get a C note then? When you accomplish, because clearly you stand on your business, right? You do what you set your mind out to do. Just a hundred dollars, brother. Just a
I
hundred
do.
dollars. I got Zelle, Cash App. I got all
Yeah, I'm gonna hire you to come interview the
that.
stars, okay?
There
You
you go.
come do
That
that.
works.
You
That
do that.
works.
You can help
That
me out with
works.
that.
I got a
Yeah.
list I want to. So,
Okay, cool.
that
And hopefully those that I pick are, well, I won't pick, but the casting director get are those people, because I want some big name people in that movie so that they
it. You
can.
deserve it.
Yes,
And
exactly.
film, films like of this quality deserve that. And I have every confidence that it's going to garner that kind of attention where you're not going to have to look hard and you're not going to have to look far. But now I'm going to ask you kind of a tricky question.
Okay.
Because it, I know how I would feel if it were put to me. But here's the thing. So survival in space, if you had to look at everything that's going into this, because there's a lot of moving parts, like we said, you have Guinness, you have the academies, you got the spirit of, I mean, there's so many things. You've got the innovation of, you know, the film itself and the accessibility aspect of it with the help of Dolby and some Dolby and so many other entities. What's the most important aspect? If you had, if I, if which I am asking you now, what should, what's most important to you that people take away when they go to see this film? Is it going to be survival in space? When they go to see survival in space, when they go to see this, is it, wow, this is actually, this is insane, you know, that we have this kind of accessibility, or is it the actual film itself?
It's a combination of both
I knew you were gonna say
because
that. See, I knew you were gonna go there. I tried to trap you. I knew you were gonna do that. 'Cause that's what I would do. So, to be fair.
it's a combination of both. And this is why, because it speaks of you matter in two regards. So, to those who see it, I spent money out my own pocket so that you can see this movie. And I've taken it through the ringer as far as the echelon of things to the awards, you know, the awards that was mentioned, to because again they can say no to it. So I was considered for those things. So and like other people, I got snubbed in my own humble opinion, but because I didn't
It
get
happens. It
but
happens.
I'm bringing it. I'm still bringing it to you because I could have stopped and put this on streaming a while ago and just
Right.
been done with it. But it's so important to me because the elements in which I have in it will really be accentuated in New York. And
Right.
so I chose New York for the last spot for the movie. Not saying if somebody wanted to do it, you know, within this another city that said, okay, bam, we got all this stuff. I wouldn't deny a city, but I chose this because it's a melting pot of this country. And so I
Yes.
melted together all these elements from ASL video, sign language video, audio description, Dolby Atmos to create an experience for people. And the experience is you matter. You matter.
Wow. That is special. That's special. You know, and I can tell you firsthand, I know, you know, aside from family, a lot of people, don't know, I don't want to put this properly, but, you know, I know people that are heavy, personally, that are heavy in the industry, be it film and, or, you know, in the music industry, that are dealing with these challenges. Right. And it's not widely known. But oftentimes I think that if you don't, if you're not addressing these things within your own family, what's the next thing that people, I think, just inherently do? I never understood it, but people, they always look at celebrities. This is just, you know, the way of the world. Everyone wants to follow what celebrities are doing, this and that. But what a lot of people don't understand is, guess what? These people are human. And they have, they're going through the same challenges that everyone else is. So the same compassion, or surprise that we hold, and, you know, with regard to our celebrities, the people that you look at on television, it's like, oh wow, you know what I'm saying? We need to hold that same importance to our family members, our communities, things like that, and remember that these are real challenges in all communities. So the fact that you're doing what you're doing, you did what you did, it's going to affect a lot of people, and I personally think it's going to garner a lot of traction because it's more than just, this is not a special group, and I hope the listeners understand that this is not isolating. We're not talking about, okay, well, they're different. No, they're not different. They're no different than some of the people I know, again, that you watch on TV and you see on the Grammys and all this and that. You just don't know it, but they're going through these same challenges. So objectives like yours, Anderson, I can't, like I said, I cannot applaud you enough, my friend. You're a special guy. This is a special project, and I just want to see. I'll wait in for the next one. But so with that said, I want to ask you, so how can where can people just keep up with you, follow this film's journey, and just find out, if you add some upcoming screenings, releases, just where can everyone tap in and get the math, figure out what's going on?
So they can go to survivalinspace.com.
Okay.
Survival.
Survivalinspace.com.
Yeah.
All right. And just to be clear, that is survivalinspace.com.
Yep. No. Nothing in between there.
All right. Outstanding. So two last points here. The one is going to
Okay.
be a surprise. But last thing, as always, as for people of your stature and your position, you just mentioned giving back, right?
Right.
So I
Right.
think the most important thing that you can give back is wisdom and advisement. We all have an obligation to do that, regardless of our station in life. What is and I always, I'm not perfect, far from it, and I'm sure you aren't, but we always have to give our and offer our best. That said, what is your best? What is your advisement to up and coming filmmakers or just people in general? However you want to frame it, whoever you want to address, what is the best you want to put out here? The best of Anderson Fernandez.
So two things. First to the people, it's whenever you do something and you say, this is what I want to do, put everything into it. I don't care if people say you're crazy. I don't believe in you. I don't think you should be doing it. You should be doing a lesser version of that. I encourage you to do it because you don't know where you're going to end up in that journey. But you don't end up in a place to where I should have did that. And then the next one is to any creators. I created a company with my partner. And the company is called Vivid Roots International Film Collection. And you can go to VRIFC.com and click on join because what we're going to do there is something special. Because once everybody, like I said earlier, once everybody jumped through our hurdles to just make sure you're serious about what you're doing, we will support you. And saying that we can get you before Adler or another distributor that can pick you up and then partner with that distributor to make sure that you're seen in one of four of the largest markets in the United States. And then help you with the process of getting in those theaters and along with advertising, such as billboard or press releases, or even with some TV. So
Wow.
again, that's VRIFC.com. Just click on the join and give your information, and we'll be getting back with you.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, you heard it. And I cannot stress to you enough. A lot of people out here right now, and this is not said with condescension. I'm just, with condescension, I'm just keeping it 100, 100. Listen, you heard what this man was talking about. It's 8 years in the making, and a lot of work, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears behind it. So, a lot of people these days want to go out here and start LLCs and just get out here and think you're going to do it. No, this is what it takes. This is what it takes. You just got a blueprint, free of charge, even though I'm still trying to get, what did I say? Where did we leave off? Was it $200? I think it was 200,
No,
right?
you
I
said
mean,
100, but I hit
no,
a
I thought it
two.
was 200. Okay,
Okay, I might
all
have missed her. I might have missed her. And gave
All
myself a discount.
right. No, listen, my friend, again, this is Mr. Anderson Fernandez, Survival in Space. Get familiar, go see it. If it's screening in your city, if it's not, this is groundbreaking stuff here. So even if you're in the tri-state, if you're not necessarily in Manhattan, if you're not in New York City, you're in Connecticut, Jersey, RI, or whatever, make your way up PA, make your way over and check it out. Upstate, Nyack, I see you, Buffalo, Rochester. Come down and check this out. It's worthwhile. And like I said, it is groundbreaking. You also have the opportunity to be a part of a world record, because of the verification of audience attendance. So keep that in mind. You gotta be in if you wanna be in the history books for all the right reasons, unlike me, go ahead and make that trek. But finally, as I do with all of my esteemed guests, I gotta, what do you want to hear? Because Dougie's been on vacation. I already put him out there a couple times. I'm gonna get off Dougie because he's not a little guy, and I'm not trying to get that smoke. But he has been on vacation. Let's put him to work. What would you like to hear? Give me one song that you'd like DJ Dougie Boy to do what he does.
Okay, I would be honored if he could do Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
That's the man, the GOAT. All right. That said, Anderson Fernandez, this is the Big Mike Show. I am the Big Mike. Thank you, my friend, for joining us today.
Thanks
And
so much for having me.
you are most welcome and deserving. And thank you all, as always, for listening. I'll be back with the regular and the regular rant. So strap in, get ready. That said, I'm going to ask the best in the building, best in the business, DJ Dougie Boy. Please close us out. This is the Big Mike Show. We'll see you guys next week, and be safe, be well, be blessed. Good night.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's the one I want you.